This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
As the restaurant industry grows, workers seem to be left behind. In an article published on August 27th for the website Mother Jones, Tom Philpott wrote about an Economic Policy Institute report that found 40% of restaurant workers live in near poverty. The restaurant industry falls significantly behind in key indicators of labor rights, including median wages, healthcare benefits, and unionization. I was able to speak with Tom, co-founder of Sustainable Food Education Center, Maverick Farms, about these findings. Tom, can you tell me where the discrepancy between restaurant workers and the rest of the U.S. workforce comes from? And is there anything being done to close this gap?
Well, I think a lot of the discrepancy comes from the mechanization of a huge portion of the restaurant industry, and that would be the fast food companies and the sort of corporate casual food restaurant companies that have, basically mechanized and de-skilled work as rapidly as possible, and that's made it easier to pay people less. And then, you know, as far as the broader restaurant industry, there's a long tradition in restaurants. I think that goes back to the history of the start of restaurants in the 18th century, that birth of the modern restaurant, of it being really punishing work, it being work that for jobs like dishwasher, sort of prep cook, for these kinds of jobs, long hours, not very much pay. I was just rereading Down and Out in Paris and London by George Orwell, working in restaurants in Paris and London in the early 20th century, talking about rough working conditions. So it kind of goes way back, and it really is part of the sort of exploitative labor that goes on in our economy as a whole. And I think that, you know, the rise of undocumented migrant labor in the past couple of generations in the United States has played right into that. You've got this workforce that has no labor rights, that unionization is impossible, and they're paying into our tax system in sales taxes and payroll taxes. They get zero benefit from it. So I think that is also a big part of it. As far as what's being done, I think that the answer to it ultimately is policy and legislation. And you're seeing in certain localities, like I know San Francisco put in a few years ago that restaurants have to provide health care for their employees. Other cities have experimented with living wage requirements, even in restaurants. And I think those are really important. And they are, you know, they're going to shake up the model. Consumers are going to have to, you know, restaurants are a relatively low margin business. Even if you're running a fancy restaurant, you don't have a lot of margins because food costs are really high. Real estate in, you know, you guys are based in Brooklyn, places like New York City, San Francisco, real estate prices are really high. So I think consumers are one thing that's going to happen is, as we legislate things like living wages and higher minimum wages and healthcare, consumers are going to have to pay up for it a little bit. That means paying a little bit more.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Tom, for your insight on this issue. And for HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Bitsy Kipping.